Ukrainian artillery has been deployed to the Donetsk region, where soldiers have been repelling Russian troops on the front line. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
A Ukrainian Grad rocket is maneuvered to point to Russian positions in the eastern Donetsk region, where tense battles have continued to rage. When ready, the rockets are fired. The soldiers fired using coordinates received from commanders and quickly sped away to avoid detection. A Ukrainian serviceman operating the weapon, known as Voron, said he thinks the counteroffensive in the Donetsk region will be harder than it was in the Kharkiv and Kherson regions, saying, "It will be very difficult, but we can do it. We know why we are doing it." The move by the Ukrainian military comes as Russian forces pounded provinces of Ukraine that are annexed but not fully under their control, including the Donetsk region. I'm Karen Chamas.
A senior U.S. lawmaker pledged on Saturday to help provide training for Taiwan's armed forces and to speed up the delivery of weapons as China began 3 days of military exercises around the island Beijing claims as its territory. China announced the drills the day after Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen returned to Taipei from Los Angeles, where she met Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Kevin McCarthy, which infuriated Beijing. Malaysia said on Saturday it was firmly committed to protecting its sovereign rights and interest in the South China Sea after China expressed concern about Malaysian energy projects in a part of the sea that China also claims. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim has said China was worried about activity by the state energy firm Petronas in a part of the South China Sea that Malaysia says is its territory. This is VOA News. Russia or pro-Russian elements are likely behind the leak of several